The next coach in the teleconference is Illinois' Tim Beckman. The Illini are 0-5 in conference, 2-7 overall, and host Minnesota on Saturday, a 2:30 game to appear on the Big Ten Network. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Scott. Thanks for having us. Excited about this weekend. It's Dad's Day here in Champaign, and we're also honoring our vets, and very excited about playing a very, very good football team in Minnesota and a Jerry Kill hard-fought football program. So we're excited about going into Saturday's contest.
Thanks, Coach. Let's go to questions.
If you would like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad.
Coach, Terry Hawthorne had the injury earlier this year, bounced back at 10 tackles, including a couple tackles for loss last weekend. Talk about how he's come back from injury.
Well, it's been huge. There's no question about it. And Terry hasn't been, the Wisconsin game, he gets dinged up also a little bit. And then, of course, early on in the football season, he had ankle issues. So to have Terry back, he did a great job for us, not just on the defensive side of the ball, but also as a returner. We've kind of missed him back being able to return for us this year, and it was great to have him back doing that for us last week.
Your next question comes from the line of Teddy Greenstein with Chicago Tribune.
Hey, Coach, you notice anything different in terms of how pass interference is being called this year? Is it being called tighter than previous years?
Teddy, I'd say that just in certain situations, the officials have prior to every season say, hey, we're looking at this. We're looking at, of course, the blows to the head, those tackles that create problems. And also they talked about pass interference really for the last 2 years. So, it's warned. It's talked about prior to every football season, the head coaches. Relay that, of course, to their assistants, and then you have the officials come in and speak to the football team about what they're looking at or looking for in pass interference. So I think it's progressed, probably become one of the more penalized penalties, I guess you say. But, I don't think it's been caused any or called any different than it has been.
I got you. And on a totally different subject, just wondering if you voted this morning.
No, we just got off the practice field, bud, so I have not been able to do that yet.
But, do you plan to?
Yeah, yes, I do. But, when you just get off a practice field, kids being here at 6:15 for treatments, and we just get off the field, we'll get that taken care of, though, for sure.
All right, thanks.
You bet.
Your next question comes from one of Adam Rittenberg with ESPN.com.
Hey, Tim, what was it like for you to see Corey Lewis get back on the field Saturday?
Well, I said a lot about that yesterday, too. I mean, that's what college football is all about, to see a young man. A lot of people don't understand, what all he's been through in the last 2 years through rehab, through mentally getting himself prepared to step back out there on the field after an injury like he had. So, I mean, that's why I coach. I mean, so that you get to see those experiences and you get to see the best experience that I had was him running off the field after that series and seeing the smile on his face, because he knew that all that work that he put into becoming a better football player for the Fighting Illini was exactly what he got to experience in that last series.
Have you ever coached a player that's had five knee surgeries and come back to play like he has?
Not five, but, we had a great corner at Toledo named Desmond Morrow that, he had the opportunities. He had the knee, couple knee surgeries. It was not five, but had the numerous knee surgeries and shoulder injuries, and he was a big part of our program those last two football seasons at Toledo. And to be honest with you, he's not playing now, but he's got a big part of the Rockets being 8-1 right now and helping build that program.
Thanks, Tim.
Yep.
Your next question comes from line of Milan Jordan with 97.1 The Fan.
Hey, Tim. Just wondering about your thoughts on Minnesota. What have you seen from them on film? I know they've had an up-and-down year, just, you know, especially on the offensive side of the ball. I mean, preparing for, you know, more than one quarterback possibly. What are the challenges of that for you guys?
Well, first of all, I think Jerry Kill's done an excellent job. You could see, you know, as you watch the first football game against UNLV all the way down to this Michigan football game, the improvements, the continuity that's being built in that program. You know, Jerry being in his second year, I have the utmost respect for Jerry Kill and his coaching staff and, you know, what they've done at places that they've been. I've competed against him. And I just know what type of programs that he's building. So you see that happening. I think their offense has gotten better. Defense has become a very, very aggressive, more blitzing, more man type coverages. And you know, I see a team that's progressed. I really have a team that's progressed. Even though they lost us last week, I see them getting better each and every week. So we know it'll be a challenge, no question, and we know that we've got to take care of our situation first to be successful against the Minnesota Gophers.
You know, when you watch them on film, I mean, does it look like, I guess you sort of alluded to it, but a typical Jerry Kill team where, you know, kind of looking like the teams that you saw of his when he was at Northern and you were at Toledo?
No question. And you see them, they play hard, they play physical. You know, and as I say, I guess, you know, new coaches say this a lot, but each week, you're trying to build not just the program, the offense, the defense, the specialty teams, but you're trying to build the mentality that you're, you know, trying to incorporate in your program. And you see that, you see that each week when you watch in Minnesota.
Thanks, Tim.
You bet.
Once again, if you would like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from the line of Tim May with the Columbus Dispatch.
Thank you very much. Hi, Tim. Hey, I wonder if you could indulge me just real quickly, looking back to last week. Number 1, number 77 on Ohio State's offensive line, Reed Fragel. He was a guy that was a tight end a year ago, and I'm just wondering, as you guys reviewed the video, how much did he kind of show up on that video, and are you kind of amazed that guy was playing tight end a year ago?
Well, I was playing tight end. There's no question because I remember him playing a little bit of it. And to be able to do what he's done, speaks, highly, very highly for the offensive line coach. Is Ed Warner, correct?
Yes.
Speaks very highly for being able to do, you know, take a tight end and move him into being your starting offensive tackle in the Big Ten. I mean, that speaks volumes. I think it's a little bit on what they did offensively and how they've, made it successful by being able to do that. I thought he had a tremendous football game. I thought he not grading him out or doing anything like that, did some things that hurt us on our defensive front.
Yeah, and the other thing I want to ask you, Ohio State's offense obviously is ground-based right now. They're throwing the ball a little bit better maybe, but just what do you see about their running game that stands out to you? Is it just the fact they just keep hammering it, or what just stands out to you more than anything else?
Well, you got a guy that's underneath the center or in the gun as most of the time that can run the football and can also – incorporate the passing attack that they want to incorporate.
Yeah.
They've got tailbacks, not just one. They've got tailbacks that run extremely hard. And the other thing that I've noticed more and more is, as their season's gone on, is I think the receivers are blocking better downfield, which are causing those gains that were 10-yard gains now to be, 50-yard gains.
Mm-hmm.
So – I've seen a football team that, hopefully we're trying to get to doing the same thing that is progressing each and every week, because it is a new system.
Yeah. Thanks, man.
You bet, Tim.
Once again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad.
DeSante Williams returned a fumble for a touchdown last week. He's already had a 60-yard interception return for a touchdown. Talk about how he's in the right place at the right time.
I'm just proud of Ashante. I know his career's been kind of up and down here prior to us getting here, and he's done a great job this year. He's done a great job leading. Hey, anybody that can tell their child that they put the ball in the end zone as a defensive player twice in 1 year sure speaks volumes. So proud of him, and I make sure that we got those pictures because that's a moment that he'll always remember for the rest of his life. So he's got those pictures up in his locker, that's for sure.
All right, we have time for one more question for Coach.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad.
All right, Coach, looks like you're all set. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
Thanks.